Somewhere I read about a meeting of a group of software designers. They were using typical engineer language to discuss a data interchange with a vendor. One engineer said that the programming that had been ordered was delayed because the vendor was suffering from a severe non-linear waterfowl issue. What's the severe non-linear waterfowl issue? That's when you don't have all your ducks in a row. On the second Sunday of Advent, John the Baptist comes to us, and he is asking us if we have a severe non-linear waterfowl issue. Do you have all your ducks in a row? And he does so by informing us of a prophet who came 600 years before this time. Isaiah was his name. And he quotes Isaiah, and he quotes from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4. You can take a look in this, if you have your Bibles with you. It's page 858, and it's Luke 3, and we begin with verse number 4. He says, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough highways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation." Whenever a king came into a city in Bible times, it was customary to prepare an elaborate entranceway for the king. You and I might compare it to preparing a runway for the king to come in, because it would be made physically smooth and wide, and there would be a long section. There are archaeological digs going on even today. And in one, a town called Beit Shean, Dr. Craig Barnes is leading a dig, and he said you can see the main entrance in one particular town, where the entrance was wide and straight, and the road had columns on either side of it. And this was located between Jezreel and the Jericho valleys. There's a good chance that John the Baptist knew about this, and how that too seemed to jive with what the prophet Isaiah was saying. We know how important having a highway is, and how important construction projects for highways are. I think we in Pennsylvania major in construction projects on highways. It seems that no matter where you go, there's a construction project going on, and they never seem to stop. The most expansive construction project in recent history was in Boston, Massachusetts. And in their inner city, they had an area where they needed to do some real intensive work. And what they did was they spent no less than $14.6 billion to make an underground artery in the city of Boston. And guess what? It was only 1.6 miles long. One of their representatives, a congressman, the representative Barney Frank, said it would have been cheaper to raise the city instead of lowering that road. They had all kinds of overruns. John the Baptist wanted people to build a road for the coming king. But he was not talking about asphalt or concrete or bricks. He was talking about building a highway in our hearts, in our lives. And what did that consist of? He said it consists of repentance, saying we're sorry for our sins, and acts of justice, acts of mercy on our part. That was the way to get ready for the Messiah. And John the Baptist went throughout all the country preaching this message, get ready for God who is coming. On the second Sunday of Advent, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and he is coming, and the time of Christmas is coming near. But he asks us, are we ready? Are we ready for Christ's coming? For some of us, this is a very difficult time to focus on the meaning of Christmas. But I want to thank you for putting a stake in, for coming to worship the Lord. Because as you come here in this place, you are saying, I want to take a break from what the world is saying about Christmas, and I want to hear what God is saying about Christmas. Because what the world is saying about Christmas is different than what God is saying about Christmas. The sheer busyness of this season can drive you batty. And I hope you're not too weary. But there is a time to take a breath, to listen to the word of the Lord. And preparation is the key to success in most everything that we do. And to prepare for Christmas is what we all need to do. Some of you may remember a long time ago an old baseball legend by the name of Casey Stengel. Casey Stengel was the manager of the Boston Braves. And one time he spotted a young rookie who wasn't that good at baseball in his skills, but one thing he did have was the gift of running, and he could run really well. And so he called him to be on the team. Didn't use him much, but he called him to be on the team just in case he had an emergency. Well, the emergency came. They were playing the old team, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and it was the ninth inning, and the score was tied. Well, Boston was up to bat, and they had a man on second base, and they had a batter. And then Casey called in this rookie. He says, you be the runner for the batter, okay? They needed the runs. And so when the batter hit, in came the rookie, and he was doing great. But as he rounded third base, he started slipping. He almost fell. He certainly lost his balance. He couldn't make it home. He had to go back to third base. That game turned out to be one of the longest games in baseball history because that game lasted 23 innings. 23! And it wound up being a tied game. Stengel talked to the rookie afterwards and said, "What happened? You were floundering as you were going around the baseball diamond." And he said, "I didn't have my spikes on. I haven't played for so many games. I thought I'd be comfortable. And so I wore my comfortable shoes." He wasn't prepared. Being prepared is what we're supposed to do, what we're called to do. But you know, being prepared isn't always, how shall I say, attractive. Being prepared isn't always spectacular. As a matter of fact, being prepared can sometimes even be boring. But God is telling us the best way to be prepared is to put our trust in our faith in Him. And we need to put our spikes on if we are to be the people of God today. You know, John the Baptist says, make a straight road for the Lord. What would the opposite of a straight road be? I think it would be a maze, okay? And if I were to ask you, do you feel you're more in a straight road or are you in a maze? Well, God has got a good word for you today because He is pointing out a few things. Let's begin by asking how our relationship with God is going. Really, this is what it's all about, our relationship with God. God desires to come and to be among us. That's why Christmas came. Christ is coming again, and we need to be prepared. We need to have our spikes on. And He's asking us, what are your priorities? And God's perspective on our life is always the best. His perspective is flawless. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves certain questions like, why is it that we hold on to certain sins in our life that make us feel bad about ourselves? We don't like to talk about sin, especially at Christmas time. But I tell you, that is why Jesus came, to relieve us, to forgive us, and to give us that new lease on life. The people of Israel weren't the only ones who needed to repent and make ready for the coming of the King. We do too. And how are your relationships? Your relationships with others. One of the things about Christmas that we know is that Christmas brings families together. And that can be a great sense of joy and anticipation. But sometimes, for parents of somebody who have a child or family member who has a drug or alcohol addiction, that can be very stressful. And our minds go back in time when previously they were so innocent and love was much easier to do. And for families who've had conflict in them, we come together with people that are not so easy to get along with sometimes, and that causes added stress. Well, the truth is, I don't believe any of us can fully prepare ourselves. But the good news is that God has given us Jesus, and Jesus will help us prepare. That's right. Because Jesus has come. He has already come. The Messiah has come. He's coming again. And when He comes again, He's going to judge the world in righteousness. And He's going to call you and me to Himself. But I tell you, God is the one who is going to help us get our relationship with Him right. God will draw us. And thank God you are here where you can hear His word and come to His table and be strengthened in your faith. That's what God does for you. He is preparing you. And He is preparing you also for your family, for your relationships, for all the kinds of conversations that are going to take place. You see, Jesus will help us deal with the bigger issues and the smaller ones as well. Can you hear His voice? He says, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for Him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads will become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's stand.